Under Governor Mike DeWine's stay-at-home order, many daycare centers are forced to close. Those remaining open will need a temporary pandemic child care license starting Thursday. Daycare center LCD Academy in Gahanna did not receive the temporary license needed to keep its doors open. Joining me to talk about that is owner of LCD Academy, Kadada Bethel. What was your reaction when you heard you have to close for now?
We got the list on Friday of the license centers that were granted the pandemic temporary licenses, and we were not on the list. The governor had been signaling that he would be closing child care centers, and he officially gave the order Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon at his 2 o'clock press conference.
Were you surprised?
Not totally surprised. Didn't really know what to expect, to be honest with you. Didn't know if there was to be some temporary provisions given if you already had essential employees who had kids in our center. Didn't know if the change in ratio requirements would change. Just kind of living in a state of, we don't know.
What does the temporary pandemic child care license mean?
Well, yeah, so what the order said, if you are granted the temporary pandemic license, come Thursday, you can have up to 6 kids in one room with one teacher. So that's still, as a whole, going to limit the amount of kids that can be in child care because, you know, there are rooms that can hold up to 15 to 20 kids. So now you're saying there's only 6 that can be in that room. There's still going to be kids who don't have care simply because of the new rules. There won't be space for them.
How would that affect your operation?
So if you look at my center, we currently have enrolled between 70, 75 kids. And that is not me being at full capacity. If I were to go by that rule, I could not take any more than 42 kids because I have 7 rooms and I could put 6 kids in each room. So I would not even if I was given a pandemic license, I would still not be able to operate at full capacity solely because of the restrictions on ratio limitations.
Do you understand why you did not get the license?
I don't know. I don't know the criteria to get it. I know that everybody's not going to get it because if everybody were to get it, then why? What's the point of limiting or not opening centers?
When did you open your center?
We have been in business since December of 2017, and we currently provide for about 70 families.
Who are your parents?
I have a very wide range of parents. I have parents who are teachers. I have parents who work in nursing homes. I have parents who work in call centers. I have parents who work in doctor's office who are nurses. I have people who work for the power company, people who are electricians and HVAC repair. So I have a very wide range of families that come into my center. So the closing will impact some of them more than others. So I've been in constant contact with my parents, and I've been relaying information to them as I get it, even if it's a level of uncertainty, I relay that information just so they're aware and they can plan accordingly. So I have some families that will come in and say, I don't know what I'm going to do if you close. I don't have a backup. And then I have some families who, or, you know, the parents are salary workers and they can afford to stay home and work from home and keep their kids. But not all of my parents have that luxury.
What does this mean for your business?
I really don't know what it's going to mean for our business. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if we'll survive it. I don't know. If we are open back up, like, will my parents and my customers still be there? I have no idea what it's going to mean. I don't know if it will survive.
I've been talking with Kadada Bethel, owner of LCD Academy, about the daycare center closing for now under Governor Mike DeWine's stay-at-home order. Thank you so much.
No problem, Debbie. Thank you.